like that part. Let's do that. Let this tempo.
Let this temple be a place where your glory is embraced as we stand in awe and worship you. Let this temple be a place where your glory is embraced as we stand in awe and worship you. Let this temple, let this temple be a place where your glory is embraced as we stand in awe and worship you. As we stand in awe, as we stand in awe and worship. Oh, we stand as we stand in awe and worship you. Let this temple, let this temple be a place where your glory is embraced as we stand in awe and worship. As we stand in awe, as we stand in awe and worship. Oh, as we stand in awe and worship.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Well, come on out of there. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God is good, isn't he? Come up close. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Stay in the Spirit as they're finding their place. Are you already typing? Amen. My, my, my. How'd y'all lose that? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Well, bless the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. How many are ready to pick something up tonight? Amen.
Amen.
What's important? When Jesus comes, what's important? When Jesus comes, what do you perceive that will be important? Keep your lamps lit. Amen. And you want to go with fruit, right?
Amen.
But the Bible also says, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world? So say gain. Yet lose his own soul.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we'll wait for him. Praise the Lord. I got your Bible, Jesse. I'm using it. Praise the Lord. Why don't you just pray the Holy Ghost just for a couple seconds? Sister Bell, you sick tonight? Or you just want to be all the way in the back of the room? Huh? Okay, well, we'd like you to come to the front. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Isn't God good? One of the things we got to pick up is that God will get accomplished his purpose. But if you just think about that scripture, if you got a notebook, just think about that real quick. What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world yet lose his own soul? Now, is that just talking about someone that just gains prosperity or riches or material things? No. No. It's talking about anything. Your ministry, your fruitfulness, your service. Amen. What you desire to do. What happens if you become successful in everything you set out to do, yet in the end, you lose yourself? Well, that's what you want to watch out for in ministry. In service, amen, and in being a Christian and in trying to do the work of God. First of all, amen. Look at somebody and say, look, I'm going to make it myself, first of all. Tell somebody that. Tell somebody, I'm going to
make it
myself. That's what God is concerned about. First of all, that you make it yourself. Because so often, we can get out there, we can get so strung out, and we can let people wear us out to the point, amen, to where you lose your joy, to where you lose your peace, to where you lose your victory. Amen. Well, I tell you what, you're totally out of the will of God if you've lost your joy and your victory. That's a work of the enemy. You might think you're doing something for the Lord, but that's a work of the enemy. Because God will strengthen you to do what He's called you to do with joy. Unspeakable and full of glory. You're able to deal with every circumstance. I know sometimes it gets real hard. But every once in a while, you got to stop. Because we don't, you know what? You're never going to accomplish anything for God in the flesh. You're never going to accomplish anything for God in the flesh. You're not going to be able to do anything. All you're going to do is lose what you think you're going to win and also lose your own soul. I was sitting up there in the office. Somebody said, praise the Lord. And you know, God says, you know, He gave me some scriptures here. We're going to go over these scriptures. And one of the things, we've talked about it over and over and over and over and over again. Everybody say time. Say it again, time. Time and timing is so crucial with God. Timing and time is so important and it's so crucial with God. And if you know what time it is, it will give you peace, it'll give you faith, it'll give you confidence. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, you would be upset if somebody promised you something, like, I'm going to take you here, I'm going to do this for you, or we're going to go out on this date, you know, and that person didn't show up. Wouldn't that upset you? But if you knew it was you were 2 days early on your appointment, you weren't expecting them till Friday, you wouldn't get wigged out, would you? A lot of times we get wigged out because we don't understand God's timing. And we understand the timing of God, it will cause us to walk in greater faith. And faith is what pleases God, and faith gets things done. Why is that? Because if we get in the wrong mindset, we get in the wrong condition, we're not going to be empowered, amen, or we're not going to really be in the mood to do what God wants us to do. So we say hallelujah. Now right here, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16, it says, redeeming the time. Now, we've taught this over and over and over and over and over again. It says, redeeming the time because the days, somebody say days, are evil. See, when you get into days, when everybody wants to do their own thing, everybody wants to have their own plan, everybody wants to go their own way without hearing what the will of God is and peacefully following through on it. So say, you better redeem the time. I'm so glad, you know, we've gone through some things, we've experienced some things, but I look on the latter end, we come out on top. We come out winning. We come out blessed. We come out victorious. I'm not boasting of myself, I'm boasting in the Lord. We've been through some battles that many would think, you know, this past year and the year before that, that many would think, boy, that's it. They're about washed up, about done in. I bet you they're ready to give out. But look at the end of it. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm ending up coming out more blessed as if I had, you know, as if we had 500 or 600 people in here. Why? Because that's the will of God. The will of God, God is right on time. I like what the Lord is doing. See, God never tells you exactly how He's going to work things out all the time. You just got to walk in faith and figure out when the time comes, you'll be exactly where He wants you to be. I was so excited and so blessed. I started listening to one of the CDs in the car, and the CD said, listen, you know, every once in a while you got to repeat the word of God to yourself. And listen, if you're not careful, you'll forget it. And I forgot one word of promise. It said I had gotten a prophecy a while back. And God said, listen, in the end of it, you're going to come out to a blessed place. I'm going to bring you out to a wealthy place. Somebody say hallelujah. And as I sit up here and I think about it, the Holy Ghost reminded me. He said, you know what? You're coming out to a wealthy place. You're coming out to a wealthy place. And he said, you know why you're coming out to a wealthy place? Because you've learned to redeem the time. And people need to realize, amen, you can't get your eyes on other people or on other things. Amen. You got to be concerned. Amen. You got to pray for people. Amen. But you got to know where you're at. Because you don't, I'm not worried about where everybody else is. Now you got to pray for them and believe God, but you better be in the right place at the right time. Amen. Because you know what? Tomorrow, amen, payday's coming. See, there are a lot of people that were out of the pocket for 2 years. Amen. But I was in the pocket. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I redeemed the time. See, don't wait to get your stuff together when everybody else gets their stuff together. You got to stay whole. You got to stay full. You got to stay full of the victory. Amen. Because today matters. See, we think that when everybody else gets their stuff together, we're going to tweak in and we're going to get it together. You know what? If everybody gets it together or not, I'm still going to stay in tune with Jesus. And he'll still count that time as good time and end up blessing you. And you won't miss a thing. You have to make up your mind, I'm going to be blessed whether anybody else wants to be blessed or not. I'm not going to miss it. Of course it'll let you down. Of course you'll get let down. Of course you won't understand when people mess up. But I tell you what, people have been messing up from the beginning of time. People been messing up from the beginning of time. Not everybody's going to do everything you say to do. Not everybody's going to hear God. Not everybody's going to come out of their mess. Because they still got a choice. They've still got a choice. But you can't let that deter you from you succeeding in what God called you to do. I haven't. You know what people say? Well, when are you going to start? I've already started to be obedient. That's all God's worried about. He is the one that gives the fruit. But all you are responsible for is a believer. Amen. Amen. Some say, keep yourself in check. Keep yourself in tune. Then God will reward you according to where you're at. See, a lot of times all you got to do is you got to live right, act right, say the right thing, do the right thing, leave the rest to him. But when you start to try to become like God, try to force stuff, amen? He never told you to do it. He told several people, you just go and do it. There was one man in the Bible that got so mad. Jonah got so mad because God wanted to do something through Jonah that Jonah didn't want to see. He didn't think the people really deserved it, but God sent him that way anyhow. See, he was worried about results. What happens if the results come out to the people's favor? Well, on the other side, we're not responsible for that either. We're responsible to be obedient. We're responsible to be obedient. If Jesus is going to come tomorrow, he's not going to ask you about what did he do. He's going to ask you about where you're at. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, there, you got to understand, in the body, there are going to be several people. Then it'd be just as off and just be just as whacked. But you got to know where your heart is and learn right now that, hey, this not going to mess with me. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to live in victory. And you know what? If I live in victory, if I live in praise, if I live in honor, no matter what anybody else does, you know what? He'll count my time. Whether it's a corporate time, whether the corporate thing gets it together or not, but he'll count my time as faithful. Somebody say hallelujah. You might think, well, wasn't that good last year? But look at yourself. Look what God did. What did he do? He redeemed the time. Sitting up there at that desk, working and working and working. Where was your paycheck? Where are your paycheck? Wasting your time with all those people. That church just don't grow fast enough. You should be someplace else doing something else. You should have been where the other drummers were. You should have been where David was. Amen. But you look at the end result. See, that's what you got to learn. You got to learn God, people. Look beyond stupid stuff. You stick with God, even though it doesn't look like it's going to do anything. At the end of it, God will redeem that time. If you hold fast during evil days and evil times, and evil times are times when it looks like everybody else is missing it and everybody else is doing their own little wicked game, you hold fast. You hold stable because God, listen, he is going to pay you for that time that you spent. They might catch up later. 2 years down the road, 6 weeks down the road, 6 years down the road, they might click in and start to do the right thing. But just because, listen, God's not going to reward you when they get themselves together. As for the time that you're obedient, for the time that you're faithful, is the time that you're paid. Look at yourself and figure out what God is doing. And people get all jealous and get all upset. They don't understand that you stood faithful during evil days. Amen. You You've been punching the clock before everybody else. See, it's easy. When everything go good, people won't get in there, fill his seats up and do all this other stuff. But God will reward you. Listen, he's going to reward you for tonight that you spent. He's going to reward you for yesterday that you spent. Amen. As long as you are faithful, God will promise to pay you. Somebody say hallelujah. If you work at a restaurant and nobody shows up, you're still getting paid. And it's the same thing with God. Somebody say redeeming evil times. Somebody say hallelujah. You wouldn't believe what the Holy Ghost told me. I was just in the room. Thank God he's faithful. Thank God he's faithful. He said, told you I'd redeem it. Why? And he would laugh at it. He said, you didn't even see it at all. You haven't even seen it all. Somebody say hallelujah. Because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. You have to be will motivated. You've got to be will motivated on the inside. My God. Prophecy coming to pass all about you. You've got to be will motivated. And it said, listen, and be not drunk with wine, but wherein is access, but be ye filled with the Spirit. And I like this part right here, and this is what the Holy Ghost is trying to get over to you tonight. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Somebody say, you want to make it? Look at somebody and say, you want to make it? Look at somebody. Y'all don't think that's a big deal to say you want to make it. You don't think that's a big deal to make it. See, that's why the old saints, you say, I thank God I'm still holding on. So you think you take that lightly, amen? You better thank God that you got a will to make it, amen? Amen. You got a will to hold on, glory to God. You better thank the Lord for that. And if you want to make it, somebody say the next crew. See, so you want to learn to stand faithful? Listen, it says, but be filled. Speaking, somebody say speaking. Speaking. To who? To who? Somebody say yourself. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Somebody say, speaking to yourselves. In psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody, where? So listen. If you're not speaking to yourself, singing and making melody, where? In your heart. See? What's going on in your heart? What are you saying to yourself? You won't be able to redeem the time until you're able to deal with yourself. Every once in a while, you got to block yourself off and say, listen, I got to speak to myself. Amen. I got to be on. I'm not going to be moved by what's going on around me. Glory to God. I'm going to hold myself strong by what's going on in the inside of me. If you want to be able to bring forth fruit in every season and redeem that evil day. That's how you got paid when everybody else lost out. There are some seasons that the devil hooks up and said, I'm going to make sure don't nobody come out of this on time. I'm going to make sure nobody makes out of this thing blessed. I'm going to cook up a season. Amen. I'm going to cook up a thing. By the time it ends, I'm going to make sure people lose ground, lose hope. I'm going to make sure they don't stay blessed. I'm going to keep them so distracted, keep them so messed up that they're going to blow it. But I tell you what, you can learn, amen, to overcome the devil and overcome the devil in evil days by speaking to yourself. Somebody say hallelujah. See, when everybody else has got something going on, you better learn to hold it for yourself or you'll be lost. If the days are evil, what do you mean the evil days? If so many people are out there missing it and on tangents, glory to God, you better learn to shut your ears and listen to your heart. And keep yourself together so that you'll be able to be rewarded in the end. Amen. Amen. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Another way. Somebody say hallelujah. Now when you speak to yourself, you're going to be able to do some things. When you deal with yourself. Look at somebody and say, what about me? What about me? Where are you at? See, people get in here. You know, we get in here tonight. Well, we get so worried about, well, who's here, who's not here, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. I'm here to praise God. I'm here to praise God. None of those things were a condition to me serving him. That's not in the Bible anywhere. As soon as everybody gets here, I'll praise him. As soon as everybody gets themselves together, I'll get my act together and feel like shouting. That's nowhere in the Bible. You got to make up your mind whether everybody, 10,000 can fall by your right side or by your left side, but you'll still stand strong. Amen?
Amen.
Because if Jesus come, he'd be in your face. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah. It's the truth. It's the truth. It's the truth. You got to learn to love God more than anything. More than anything. And if you get so group caught up, so cliquish, so churchy, other than Christian, you're not going to be worth jack squat. Amen?
Amen.
It's the truth. Because people will always be given the change. And people will always have stuff going on, but Jesus will always remain the same.
Amen.
And you can't be moved by the whims and wiles of the people. And some say, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Look at the entire nation of Israel. All of them died in the wilderness, and two or three made it out. Why? Because Joshua was not going to let the attitudes and the whims of the people deter him from the word of God. And if they had, how many thousands died out there in the wilderness? It was all right with God, wasn't it? It was all, because you know what? As soon as they got over to the other side, God raised them up a whole new bunch of them. Somebody say hallelujah. That thing, God is just like that. You know, parents used to tell their kids, you know, you keep acting up, I'll take you out, amen, make one just like you. I'll take you out and make one just like you. That's what God did. Amen. He said, all I needed to get the seed over there. Amen. He made sure that every last one of them died. Amen. Then a whole new generation he raised up on the other side. It's a choice. It's a choice. It's a choice. And never allow, you know, the decisions of the people to deter your confidence in God. Everybody doesn't have to be drinking Coke to make Coke good. Amen. The crowd, amen. And one of the things you got to realize, sometimes the majority is not always right. Most of the time, the majority is always wrong. But the word of God is always on. But everybody's saying this. They all cried, crucify him. All cried, crucify him. They all cried, crucify him. Amen.
Amen.
But I tell you what, the will of God stood strong. You better learn to hold on. Somebody say amen. Because every once in a while, you get a whole slew of people, a whole slew of people to get off in a bunch of mess. Amen. Out of the will of God, out of the plan of God, just because they all in agreement together. Amen. They think they're right. Amen. But there's a way which seemeth right to man, but in the end it leads only to death. Amen. But the gift of God, it's eternal life. You better stick with God. Amen.
Amen.
And stick with the word. And you can tell in these evil times. We never went to the second part. Some say in evil times. It says, submitting yourselves one to the other in the fear of God. See, people get crazy in evil times. And the last thing they're going to want to do to anything, anybody, is be submissive. Somebody say hallelujah. Now we can read that whole verse and see. Somebody say, in evil times. This is the word over nations church right here. It's been preached to us again. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Amen. Songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. Speaking to yourself. See, it's one thing that we thank God for prayer groups and everything. We got a prayer group here tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for all of that. But it's easy to get a group together. Amen. To pray. But it's hard to get people to do it to themselves.
Amen.
What's going to happen when the prayer group don't pray?
Amen.
What's going to happen when Tizo don't feel like praying with you? You still going to pray. What's going to happen when Brother Jesse doesn't feel like singing? You still going to sing. Amen. What's going to happen when everybody gets off? No, you better stay on the inside of yourself. If you haven't learned to hold yourself together, come on. If you haven't learned to hold, you can't be codependent upon other people. You got to learn to hold yourself to the word of God. Amen. Or you'll be just as messed up and miss God's best. I think one of the reasons why I made it out of one mess, amen, in one of the revivals I was in previously, amen, because I didn't get in with the crew. Amen. They were the in crew. Amen. They were the ones most full of the Holy Ghost. The ones saved, the ones speaking in tongues, they seemed to get it all together. And that half of them dead. Died and a whole bunch of other stuff. Amen. Because I had to learn that the will of God, amen, amen, the will of God sometimes can be different, amen, than the will of the people. And you have to be able to discern the difference and submit. Somebody say hallelujah. So you have to learn submission in these times, amen. And you're not going to be able to get into any of these things. You're not going to be able to get into any of these things until you really work over yourself. And see, when people are off, they have to get approval. It makes them feel comfortable. So we say hallelujah. Misery will always enjoy company. But you're going to have to look out for that you don't fall prey to those things. Chapter verse 6, Ephesians chapter 6, it says the same thing. It talks about one. Submitting yourselves one to the other. And it also talks about for the husband. It says, wives, also submit unto your husbands as unto the Lord. Why does it say that? Amen. Because it said, listen, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let wives also be subject to their own husband in some things. What does it say there? Read your Bible. Read your Bible. Amen. I'm not picking this to get on anybody's nerves or say anything. This is what the Holy Ghost gave me. In everything. Somebody say hallelujah. See, because you got to understand that in that submission, you're going to get something. In submission, you're going to get some things. Amen. That you can only get through. He said that he might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of the word. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So I'm going to say hallelujah. Then it goes on that children ought to obey their parents. It says, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment, with promise. That it may be, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 3, go there. That it may be what? Well with you. So I'm going to say, stay out of trouble. Stay under a covering and stay out of trouble. Talk about pastors too. Amen. Don't make the pastor's job grievous. Amen. Because I said, if you do this, it's not going to be good for you. It's not to your good to do that. So you ain't hurting nobody but yourself. That's what the Bible says. Not what Pastor Rod says. That's what the Bible said. When you make the pastor's job easy, hard, difficult to pastor you, he ain't going to lose out. He's not going to lose out. You're the one going to lose out. So because if you make his job grievous, guess what? It's not going to be good for you. And then right here, in this verse right here, it says, listen, when you don't honor your parents and obey your parents, amen, you grow up. But it's basically talking about when you dishonor authority, God-given authority, amen, things won't go well for you. Say it, hallelujah. It says, servants, listen, it goes right back in Ephesians. Somebody say, this is right after submitting to yourselves in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. See, that's the second level. Marty came and taught us the first level. About talking and praying in the Holy Ghost and praying to yourselves in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. Well, it's not enough just to be spiritual. Glory to God. You need to take that spirituality, amen, then on the flesh, use it, amen, to walk in some type of submission and covering to get something accomplished with God. Amen. Now, you're not going to be able to do that without the governing of the Holy Ghost. Your flesh going to be so big, amen. Your flesh wants to rule, wants to do its own thing, wants to get disobedient, wants to get wild, amen, and the world can't understand it. All this other stuff going on. I don't need this. I don't need that. Amen. You'll never understand it. So you have to deal with not the group, yourself. Everybody's got to deal with their amen. You got to pray songs, hymns, and spiritual songs, speaking yourself, making melody in your heart. Amen. That you can start to flow in the things that God wants you to flow in. And things will just start to go well for you. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Working yourself over spiritually that you can walk in the anointing that God wants you to walk in. Because most people ain't never seen an anointing. They played games, rolled on the floor, amen, gone through all other stuff, but they ain't never seen the power of God to the level that God wants them to see it or experience it. But God's going to restore it again, and we're going to see it. So say that it may be well. Then it goes on, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, somebody say hallelujah, and singleness of your heart as unto Christ, not as eye service, or as men pleasers. Somebody say hallelujah. but as servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart. Look at somebody say, service is important to God. Don't let anybody chase you from the anointing. Don't let anybody chase you from the flow of God. He'll diligently, and he's promised to reward you for it. He's promised to bless you for it. If you can see it happen in your life, you ought to say, thank you, Jesus. And if it's not happening, you're not in the right flow. If it's not happening, obviously something's not right on the inside of your heart. But I tell you what, when you start to get in that flow, you'll just get blessed. People might not understand it, amen, but things will just start to happen for you. Amen. Things will just start to happen for you. Doors will just start to open up. It might take a while for you to learn it and for that blessing to flow through. But as you walk in it, amen, and you deal with it, you know what? The blessings of God will start to flow on your life in a higher degree, in a higher level. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. With good hearts do service. Somebody say, not as unto men. Everybody say, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6. I'm just giving you the word of God. I'm just giving you the word of God trying to help you out. How many of you would rather be with a crowd? I'd rather be blessed. I'd rather be blessed with less. Amen. Amen. Than to be broke in a crowd and missing it. But God can do them both. But as servants unto Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. That when you do something, that we were talking about doing, stepping out to do things for God, stepping out to do things for God, to be obedient to God and all of these other things. Well, I just want to do it for God. Well, there's nowhere in the Bible. Do you see that anywhere in this part of Scripture? Uh-uh. God always has a representative on the earth that you do for. Amen? Notice that it says that you serve your masters in the flesh and you serve different people in the flesh while you're here. Amen. You do that as unto the Lord. So I'm going to say hallelujah. Not as eye servants, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. So say doing the will of God from the heart. Hallelujah. With goodwill doing service as unto the Lord, not as men. Say, I'm not working for anybody. I'm not, you know, being submissive to my, I'm being submissive to the Lord. I'm doing it as unto God. I'm not praying for the pastor. Amen. I'm not sitting up here doing intercessory prayer for that person. Amen. You're missing it. Amen. I'm doing it as unto the Lord. That might be the representative. Amen. But I'm doing it as unto the Lord. Then you watch the way you serve. Amen. Because you're serving as unto God. Watch your mouth as you're doing it. Amen. Watch your attitude as you're doing it. Some say, for I'm doing it for the Lord. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, somebody say hallelujah, he shall receive of the Lord. He shall, somebody say, whatsoever thing. Now notice that we say that redeeming the time because the days are evil. Amen. Redeeming the time that God will always reward you for the time you spent. See, the Holy Ghost is teaching here tonight and correcting some things if you got a heart to hear. Holy Ghost is trying to correct some things tonight because some things have been spoken, but those things were off. And the Holy Ghost is trying to correct those things and show you right here in the Word. Amen. If you're too silly to listen, you won't catch it. Amen. But he that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. Somebody said, well, we shouldn't get out here. And I'm going to tell you what it was. James said it. That you shouldn't get out here and waste people's time. Amen. Well, you need to get on to the bigger things where you can see fruit. Amen. And you can do all those other things. Amen. But God said, no, whatsoever good any man did. Didn't say what he accomplished. Somebody said, the good that he does. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, hallelujah. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. The devil's trying to steal fruit from you. He's trying to get you to lose your faith and lose your confidence. Say, hey, I won't be blessed until I can see the fruit right here. Somebody say, no, brother, the fruit's God's problem. Amen. I'm just working in the obedience part. God's, as long as I'm rewarded of God for being obedient, that's all that matters. What would happen if he did to you what he did to one of the prophets in the Bible? Sent him and said, look, you're going to go marry that whore. And everybody knew that that woman was no good for him. He said, I want you to go marry her anyhow. Now, was that the best life for him? Absolutely not. Was also that the will of God for him? Absolutely. Would he have been rewarded, amen, for following and being obedient to the will of God? Absolutely. What happened if you had the ministry of Jesus that all day long I go and minister to a gain-seeking people? How I long to, he went to Jerusalem, amen, to reach those people and to preach the gospel to them, and they didn't receive it. Would he be out of the will of God by doing it anyhow? He went to Jerusalem and said, y'all come after me. I'm here to set you free. I'm here to give you life. And the only thing they did was crucify him. Well, he must have wasted his time, didn't he? Absolutely not. Because every good thing that any man do, God promises to reward them. Somebody say, he got it anyhow. Even though he didn't see it, he got it anyhow. You just stick with the will of God. And you learn to walk by faith. And you'll end up winning. Oh, I wish I could tell it like I want to. Amen. Wish I could tell it like I want to. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad I'm listening to the Holy Ghost and teaching and not some of these faces. Right. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. But as servants of Christ, doing the will of God, for knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, think about that. Whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord. If you've been doing good, you should start to get happy. Amen. If you've been doing good, you ought to think. And I'm talking about the good thing you served in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why are things going so good in your business? Amen. Not because you're so wonderful, even though you might be. Amen. Amen. But it's a reward. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. How can you go in there with God's grace and God's favor over something? You get wigged out going to something you don't know nothing about and go in there and prosper and start to reign and rule. Get it in some bit. That's unheard of. Come on now. It's not because you're so sharp and so skill prone and all this other mess. Glory to God. It's because you didn't stay faithful in an evil day and God's rewarding you. Amen. Opening doors for you didn't even see. Whatsoever good. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say whatsoever good. See, you never work for God and don't get paid. Hallelujah. You ought to rejoice. Some of you that know what I'm talking about. You never work for God and never have it come back. Amen. It might take a while to get there, but glory to God. When you serve the Lord, amen. I'm talking about the Lord. I'm not talking about a paycheck. I'm talking about when you serve the Lord, glory to God, it comes back. This blessing that you're about to see, this thing that's manifesting right now, it's nothing but God. Amen. Somebody say, faithful, holding on to the will of God in an evil day and getting blessed about it. I'm here to tell you this stuff y'all are going through in here. Everybody in here, you love the Lord, you love God, and you're sitting here working and looking, what is all my work going for? God said, don't you worry about a thing. I promise to reward you. Somebody say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. The same will he receive, whether bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things as unto them, forbearing, threatening not, and doing all this other stuff. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So say, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. God's trying to teach you how to stand in an evil day. And you refuse to see that you stick that this thing is all natural and all fleshly. That people are actually making up their mind about what they're going to do and what they're not going to do. Don't you know there's a devil out there working overtime? Before you even got up, he done commissioned stuff and working. Amen. And God's trying to tell you something, amen, that in this evil, somebody say, these are the evil days. Easy. People are being tempted to miss it. Glory to God. But you got to learn how to be strong. And whenever you catch that old rebellious devil that refuses to submit to the things of God, refuses to serve the will of God. Amen. I'm just serving God. Well, you ain't. Come on now. Where? I serve the will of God by serving you. Hallelujah. How do you get through an evil day? Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, walking in submission. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not expecting anything right then, but knowing, amen, that when it's all over, you'll be rewarded. Amen. And then being strong in the Lord, the power of his might, put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of devils. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood and against principalities and power, but against principalities, powers, and against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual, somebody say spiritual, spiritual. Say spiritual, spiritual. Wickedness. Wickedness, everybody say spiritual wickedness. Spiritual wickedness. There's some people that got spirits that want to go wicked, want to go crooked, want to go perverse, want to get away from the things of God. Somebody say we're wrestling against spiritual wickedness. Amen. They're not just screwed up in their own head. Glory to God. It's a spiritual problem. It's a devil that you're wrestling against. Amen. It's a crooked, perverse, and wicked devil that wants to keep people off the track of God. You're not going to be able to fight that trying to reason with people and do all this other stuff. You better pray and hold strong. Someone say spiritual wickedness.
Spiritual wickedness.
Spiritual wickedness. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. How many of you want to remain standing in the evil day? Well, what's the difference between standing in the evil day and a good day? See? What's the difference that it's going to be able to stand in an evil day or a good day? Amen? God's trying to tell you that, listen, the good day's coming. Glory to God. And everybody can stand in the good day. Amen? But you stand in the evil day, you get rewarded. As well as the good day. Amen?
Amen.
You'll be walking blessed in the good day. Amen. You won't be on the same level as the other ones. Amen. Because you're reaping fruit from when everything else was off.
Right.
See, be able to sow. Amen. Be able to remain faithful. Be able to remain stable. Amen. When everybody's off, you got to keep sowing because you're going to reap what you sow.
Amen.
How many of you glad that you weren't deterred and screwed up? Amen. Because when everybody else get off. But even in this day when nobody else is doing it, you're still serving. You're still planting seeds. You're still worshiping. Amen. You're still doing. God says he'll return that to you. It doesn't start when everybody else gets themselves together. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Is God doing a good thing in your life? Is God doing a good thing in your life? Why? Because you weathered a couple storms. And after every storm, do I got a witness here? People have gone through some storms. After every storm, somebody say hallelujah. You up a higher level. After every storm, I swear, you're up a higher level. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. By the end of this storm, you're going to be set strong. Somebody say, my reaping. Amen. Or my sowing. My prayer. The Clarkson said, is my living in vain? Absolutely not. This season that you've gone through doesn't seem like anybody else took it seriously. Amen. I tell you what, God is going to come through on top and he's going to pay you for it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You better rejoice in it. You better rejoice in it or you'll lose it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I feel like rejoice. It's already, I've seen it come to pass. See, every once in a while, God has to get in your face and remind you. Look. Didn't I tell you? And you didn't know how I would do it, did you? And you ain't seen nothing yet. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
Don't play games with the Holy Ghost. He's real. Y'all are real people here tonight. I feel like boasting in the Lord just a little bit, not boasting in myself. Amen. Y'all heard me several months ago even say, I have to share it. Amen. To help people that don't understand. Amen. Had to share. Listen, I said, well, you know what? One day I won't be to the point of blessed enough, glory to God, that I can cover it all by myself. Whether y'all realize it or not, before we even saw it happen a couple years ago. Amen. So I'd like to pay it all myself. Handle it all myself if I had to. Somebody say, glory to God. And somebody, that'll be a long way off. You know that's right here, right now. Do I got a witness? That's right here, right now. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Why? Did I have to wait for 600 people to get in here to do it? Absolutely not. I stuck to the word of God. Hallelujah. Remaining faithful in an evil day. Somebody say, glory to God. It's easy to be good in a good day. Amen. But if you stand strong in a storm, you sow glory to God. If you, it's just like the market. If you get into the market when the market's low, glory to God, you're going to end up on top when it gets good. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those that make it to the top are those that get their stuff together when things are rough. Caleb came to the top when everybody else was afraid. Somebody say hallelujah. Moses came to the top, glory to God, when everybody else was in bondage. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. People don't rise to the top when everything's going good. God waits for some adversary, some adversity to happen. Amen. Then he starts to pick in the people of the next season. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You ought to thank God for this season right here where you can start to come forward before it gets there. Amen. Amen. Where you can stand faithful. Find every victory in the Bible. Glory to God. Victories don't come when at a time of peace. Hallelujah. They don't need them. Jesus didn't come when everything was going great. He came when man was sick and, amen, despised and on his way to hell. That's when he showed up. Amen. Your victory comes in the darkest hour, too. The anointing to take you to the top. Amen. The word comes. Amen. At that time. The word didn't come after they got to the promised land. The word came when it didn't look like they'd ever get there. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord if you're selected. Somebody say hallelujah. To go to the next level. Bless the Lord. And don't think your situations, amen, is off by itself. Glory to God. Look at the ones that God used. Look at the ones God used in the Bible. It was nothing new. Amen. He started pulling them out right then and there. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say called to go to the next level. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Somebody say, put on the armor. Say, put on the armor. Put on the armor that you don't get distracted by these days. Put on the armor. When you start to hear certain things going, listen, ain't nothing going to get across. I'm going to stay in Jesus. I'm going to praise God. Ain't no demonic person going to stop me from praising God. Lack of attendance shouldn't stop me from praising God. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody having a bad, somebody else is off. Amen. Amen. And out of the will of God. And that's going to stop me from praising God. Are you out of your mind? Somebody say hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. Take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. That means you better guard your heart with righteousness. If you don't guard your heart, any old thing will try to get in your heart and get you off the right path, the right plan. So say, guard your heart. Put on the breastplate. So I'm going to stick on the right. Words will come in the wrong season. You know, the devil will throw even negative prophecies out there that you have to look out for. If you don't have on the breastplate, amen, you'll miss it. You'll buy anything, old hook, line, and sinker. Glory to God. But when you got on the breastplate of righteousness, glory to God, you can hear anything, amen, but it don't get to the heart. Somebody say, hallelujah. That don't check with my heart. Amen, I got on the breastplate. Nobody going to sell me out. You know how many people I've seen ditched off? You've seen them too, Brother Rex. Amen. Because they didn't have on a breastplate. They heard the wrong message at the wrong time. Amen. Somebody prophesied to them, got them off track. Been off track ever since. Amen. Because they didn't have on a breastplate. Amen. Somebody say, guard your heart. Guard your spirit. Amen. Don't let anything get you from your spirit. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say yourself. Say yourself again. If God has the ability to keep you motivated by yourself, glory to God, then stay motivated by yourself. Put on the breastplate. If it takes you with your CDs, Sister Bell, to get your CDs and stay pumped up, built up, and full of the Holy Ghost, then walk that way. Some say, put on the breastplate. When you take off the breastplate, when you start to see people and things start to affect your walk and affect your joy, that's evidence that you don't have on a breastplate. They could get to your heart. They could get to your spirit, steal your joy, steal your victory. Somebody say, hallelujah. You won't be able to withstand an evil day if you don't have on a breastplate. I'm teaching good tonight. Somebody say, hallelujah. Not going to blame me. Hallelujah. You know the victory. Aren't you glad you put on the breastplate? Amen. When you heard all, that's how you survived all those negative words, all that foolishness, all those prophesiers. Amen. You were broke. Amen. Almost hungry, amen. Car all broken down, glory to God. Amen, and everybody had a plan. Every prophet in town had a plan. Come over here so we can tell you this. Come over here to tell you that, amen. But you had on a breastplate. You heard the words, amen, people that you would listen to any other day, glory to God. But she had the word on the inside of her heart. She had a breastplate that it wouldn't affect her. And she withstood that evil day. Somebody say glory to God. Because she had a breastplate. Thank you, Jesus. You got to learn that one story of the prophet. You're going to get out of here, but you need to hear this. I feel the heat of the Holy Ghost. I feel real good, too. Hallelujah. There was one prophet in the Bible. God had given him a word and said, you go on and do this. You go to the next place, I believe it was. And along the way, he ran into another prophet. Amen. The prophet said, you're supposed to come home with me. He said, no, I'm not. He said, I'm a prophet, and God told me you're supposed to come home with me. He said, but God told me I need to go and not delay anywhere. I need to keep rolling. He said, no, you need to take a break and come home with me, for I heard the Lord. Somebody say, I heard the Lord. See, he's talking about it. You better learn to hear God for yourself. Somebody say, yourself. Oh, oh hallelujah. Amen. He said, no, come on. Come on and go with me. Come on and go with me. God had told him himself. And if he had on his breastplate of righteousness, that old prophet, amen, wouldn't have got on into the inside of his heart and changed his direction. So he said, I guess he's a prophet just like I'm a prophet. I better respect him. I'm going to go along with this prophet. They didn't hear God. I'm going to follow along. They said they heard it. Not what I heard. Not what God said to me, but I'm going to go. Hey, God must have changed his mind and start speaking something else. Let me tell you what. If God told you something on the inside of your heart, he himself will come to you to change it, if he does. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. People, anybody will come along half the way and say, come over here. God got new change of plans for you. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Glory to God. No, he doesn't. So he came up there, the prophet, he went home with the prophet, and the prophet the next day, the prophet said, oh, by the way, amen, you didn't miss God. Amen. I got the real word of God for you. You're going to die because you got out of the will of God. And that word was right. Amen. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say yourself. Somebody say grow up. Yourself. Are you learning anything tonight? I hear the Holy Ghost all over it. Yourself. God took a long time to get you to hear the voice of the Holy Ghost. And you do hear the voice of the Holy Ghost. You know God. God speaks to you. You better hold on to the word and put on a breastplate. Amen. Amen. Or you'll miss it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. That time we would have closed the church door listening to mess. Glory to God. I'm so glad I held on. Amen. Then I have to face Jesus on the last day. Well, prophet, that's what I said. Amen. What did I say? Well, Brother Jesse said he heard God. So, you better know. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Well, Pastor Rod said, amen, that's not good enough. You better know what God said. Amen. And stick to it. That you may be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. That's what Jesus did in that wilderness of temptation. Amen. The devil wasn't able to get to him with all those weird scriptures and stuff because he knew what the Father said. He knew what the Father said, and he wasn't going to let the devil trip him up. Amen. For we wrestle, but principality, therefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all the things, stand. Stand therefore with your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some say, got your heart covered? How many of you got a word from the Holy Ghost about what you're to accomplish and what you're to do? Do you know it? Amen. Well, it's not enough to know it. You better know it and then put a breastplate of righteousness around it. Amen. Get some good news. Some say peace. Some say the gospel of peace. Some say the gospel of peace. What is he talking about, the gospel of peace? Well, listen, if you got the word on the inside of your heart, your steps should be steps of peace.
Amen.
I'm not going to go out there in the will of God and everywhere I go have steps of mess. Amen. I'm on a mission from the Holy Ghost, and wherever I go, there should be peace. Glory to God. So say hallelujah. They can get all upset when circumstances and situations happen. Amen. But you're there. You know on the inside of your heart, you've got peace. Therefore, you're going to breathe peace. Some say, don't worry about a thing. It's going to be all right. Some say the gospel. Some say good news of peace. See, that's what we need. You need to walk in the good news of peace. See, every once in a while, you'll be working on situations and things will get real bad. Amen. And I tell you what, the peaceful one will be the good news carrier. Amen. Some say, I got good news. Peace. The gospel of peace. Amen. And above all, some say, above all. Above all. Above all that stuff. Glory to God. How many are trying to get out of the evil day? Glory to God. Get the ministry out of the evil day. You're trying to go beyond that. You got to realize you don't cause evil days, but you can get through the evil day. Amen. You can get through the evil day. Amen. By getting the word on the inside of your heart, breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the gospel of peace. Stay in peace. Glory to God. And then the shield of faith. Somebody say, glory to God. Faith. Not looking at every situation, not being afraid of anything. Glory to God. I got faith. It's all going to work out. Somebody say, by faith. Faith can cause you to keep going when everybody wants to give up. Faith will cause you to get victory. Amen. When everybody speaks defeat. Amen. Faith's not based on what you see. Glory to God. Faith's based on what you heard. Glory to God. And you know what? And it's based on who you heard it from. Glory to God. Say, my faith did not based on how you feel because I didn't hear it from you. Glory to God. My faith's based on Jesus because that's who I heard it from. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Say, above all, the shield of faith. Hallelujah. See, anytime I come with me with anything different, I say, hold on. I know I heard God. Amen. I got faith in God. Glory to God. I still got faith in God. Somebody say, hallelujah. I believe the Holy Ghost. He can do anything. He can do anything, and he will. Glory to God. And he will. I still trust him more today than I've ever trusted him today. I haven't lost confidence in him. Amen. I still believe he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. And I'm laughing about it. Amen. Because he's proven himself to be true again and again and again and again and again. I'm no longer responsible even to make it happen. I'm just responsible to believe him and to be obedient. So say, that's faith. I don't have to make it happen in order to have it be faith. I don't have to see it. Somebody say hallelujah. What about this? What about it? I don't give a rip. Somebody say hallelujah. Faith is evidence of things unseen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, my faith is not based in what I see. Glory to God. Glory to God. See, you might be giving up hope because things haven't changed for me. Amen. I'm still living in this situation. I'm still dealing with that. Glory to God. Faith is not based in what you see. Glory to God.
Amen.
Faith is based on what you heard from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And say, wherewith you'll be able to quench every fiery dart of the devil. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, how do you quench a fiery dart? Well, I don't see anybody show up to church tonight. That's just the fiery dart of the devil. Faith will quench it. Somebody say, hallelujah. Cause you to keep right on going. Hallelujah. Fiery dart. Hey, what about this over here? Amen. Fiery dart of the enemy. Amen. Faith will cause you to walk on through. Amen. You could be sick in your body. Amen. And all of a sudden getting symptoms inside on the inside of your body. Glory to God. You can quench that fiery dart of the enemy. Walking right on through by faith. Somebody say faith. Amen. Allows you to keep going in evil days. Quench every fiery dart. Somebody say hallelujah. Woo! You wouldn't believe the fiery darts that we've experienced. You wouldn't believe it, glory to God. But I tell you what, faith quenched every single last one of them. It's amazing when you see it, amen? I mean, fiery darts coming, you better come up with this right away. You need $6,000 by this date, and if you don't get it, glory to God, you're not going to have darts, amen? We didn't know how it was coming. Offering plate didn't change. There wasn't a big rush of people in here. Nobody got a new job, glory to God. Isn't that a fiery dart? How you like that one? Amen. Isn't that the devil with a bullet at your head? Somebody say, faith. Amen. I don't know how it's going to work, but I just know it's going to work out. Amen. Amen. I just know he's going to bring it through. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to
God. Well, pastor, you don't come up with the rent. You're going to be out of there. We're going to lock the doors. We're going to lock you out. They said that 3 years ago. Glory to God. Amen. Faith. Somebody say, faith.
Faith.
Still here. Somebody say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm believing God for a Mercedes. Said that several years ago. Glory to God. Well, you better get a job to get it. Glory to God. You better get this to happen. Amen. God. Somebody say, faith.
Faith
will do it every time.
Amen.
I'm believing God for a new wardrobe. He's going to have to get a new car, get a new membership or something. Amen. What's going to happen? Amen. Faith will show up right on time. He will never disappoint your faith. Whatever you believe him for, I promise you, he'll do it. You ought to bless God for it. Somebody say, by faith. Somebody say, don't worry about fiery dart as long as you got faith. Expect him to come if you're on the plan of God. Expect him to come, glory to God, but you can stop them in their tracks. Somebody say, faith. Boy, you wouldn't believe the mountains. You wouldn't believe the battles. Amen. Whenever you see a fiery dart, what do you have to go back to? The Word of God and develop great faith. Amen. Faith wherewith you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And somebody say, the helmet of salvation.
Salvation.
Woo, glory to God. So now you're walking in faith. You're walking in peace. Amen. You're walking in righteousness. Glory to God. Somebody say, now your mind. Somebody say hallelujah. You got to have your mind. Your mind, you got to have on the helmet of salvation. What's the helmet of salvation? You got to have the mindset that you're already saved from what you're dealing with. Somebody say hallelujah. You got to have the mindset, amen, if you're believing for God to cause the church to grow. That's got to be in your mind. Somebody say the mind. The helmet of salvation. That means in your mind, glory to God, you got to see salvation. Some say, put it on. Renew your mind with it. Glory to God. When it's talking about the helmet of salvation, you got to renew your mind with salvation. Glory to God. If you think you're sick and sick and sick and sick, then you got to put on the helmet of salvation concerning that sickness. Amen. Renew your mind in that area. Somebody say hallelujah. The last step, people, the last step is that mind renewal. Because the mind is really the gateway of manifestation, whether you realize it or not. The spirit starts it, but the last step is your mindset, is the last thing that it gets through to. Somebody say hallelujah. The helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Some say praying always with all prayer and supplications and watching thereunto. Some say and watching. Some say praying and watching. I like that, praying and watching. That means praying with expectation. Somebody say praying and expecting it to happen. I'm praying, I'm believing God, but I'm watching the door. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Praying and watching with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now we got a prayer, people. And what do you pray? And he said, pray for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. For where am I? An ambassador in bonds, and therein I speak boldly as I ought to speak. Somebody say hallelujah. Y'all enjoy that tonight? Y'all enjoy the word of God tonight? Why don't you stand up right where you are? Hallelujah. 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 Somebody say the word will get us there. Say it again. The word will get us there. Hard workers aren't going to get you there. Thank God for them. Amen. The word will. Amen. Somebody say the word will get you there. Money's great, money's grand, but it ain't going to get you nowhere. The word will. Amen. It's the word of God that causes us to overgrow. As long as you got the word, you got the victory. Glory to God. All those other things will follow the word. Somebody say hallelujah. I like that. I like that. Lift up holy hands right where you are and just start to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, la barabo sinanohana. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost just gave you a verse. Hallelujah. You better hear this from your spirit. It says, the Lord. Everybody say, the Lord.
The Lord
is my shepherd.
Is my shepherd.
Say it one more time. The Lord.
Is my shepherd.
So you better acknowledge the Holy Ghost in that thing. Glory to God. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, therefore I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness. Won't let me get off. Glory to God. For his name's sake. Now check out this. This is what I like, people. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, glory to God, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, glory to God. For thy rod, I like that verse right there, hallelujah. For thy rod, hallelujah, and the staff, Tazo, and all of you, glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. They are there. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Somebody say, they comfort me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You ought to shout. There's a victory. Hallelujah. You don't have to shout if you don't want to, but you ought to. Glory to God. You ought to, because I know they're in the room. 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 It says, surely, glory to God. Everybody say, surely.
Surely.
Goodness, glory to God.
Goodness.
Listen, if the Lord is your shepherd and you understand that, not the devil, not the works of the flesh, but God is in this thing, glory to God. The Lord is your shepherd. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Therefore, you're going to be able to dwell in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Forever. Glory to God. Somebody say surely goodness.
Surely goodness.
And mercy.
And mercy.
Say surely.
Surely.
Goodness.
Goodness.
And mercy.
Brother
Copeland taught that several years ago to us in Maryland. Brother Copeland said, goodness and mercy are two angels on assignment. Hallelujah. One that sent forth of God to bring forth good one. The other one sent forth of God to bring forth mercy. Hallelujah. 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 Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Brother Copeland said that follow me all the days of my life means they're in hot pursuit of you. Glory to God. That goodness and mercy are hunting you down. Glory to God. Somebody say goodness,
goodness.
And mercy. Or
at my back door.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say something good.
Something good.
Something great.
Something great.
Going to happen to me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, reward them for their seasons of faithfulness. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let it be manifest, Father God. Let them grow, Father God, with your presence, with your glory. Hallelujah. Let your anointing rest upon them, Father God, because they have not erred, Father God, to the left nor to the right, Father God. But as they hear your word, they learn about you, Father God. They're able to walk in a stronger authority. Right now, in the name of Jesus, everybody pray. Glory to God. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Ye komo Musa, ye telemundo sufi, baka sovra peteni ni hana laba handa dahi shida han. Say, I will remain strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I'm going on. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Have you grown? 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 Thank God for that. Thank God for that. If you've grown in the Lord, thank the Lord for that. And you're still going to grow. Hallelujah. Into everything he wants you to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Brother Jesse, quickly, we're yours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So say, thank you, Jesus. Y'all enjoy that tonight. Hallelujah.